This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several times, we've been studying with you the living of the excellent life. You know, every one of us lives some sort of life. Jesus pleaded with us through the Apostle Peter to look at his example, to study the Bible, to learn how he lived on this earth, and then we are to follow that example by walking in his steps. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 47, he asked a question which made clear that he expects us to live above the ordinary, that we should live not merely a life, but that we should live an excellent life. And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? You see, we should, if we're to be followers of Christ, do more than others. There should be a standard involved in the Christian life that is simply not found in other lives. As we closed the lesson last time, we were talking about the fact that we must learn to develop the power to bear trouble. That's a part of living the excellent life. That was the 10th point that we talked about in the living of the excellent life. Involved in that is the fact that we must learn to lean on God. Recognize that every life is going to have problems. I dare say there isn't a person in the world that doesn't have some sort of problem, some sort of adversity, some sort of tribulation. And you may have a great deal more just around the corner from today than you could possibly imagine. And you must strive to so live according to the Word of God that when and if it comes, you will be able to meet it as God would have you to do. The passage found in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Listen carefully to the reading of God's Word. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Notice, we're not to lean on our own understanding, but we're to lean upon God. And we do that by leaning upon his word, upon his revelation. We do not lean for salvation upon our own feelings, but we lean upon the word of God. We search the word of God, find what it teaches. For instance, the teaching of Jesus in Mark chapter 16, verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We trust in the Lord by trusting in his teaching, and we therefore not only believe, but also obey him in being baptized, realizing that we're not saved until we obey him in being baptized or immersed in water for the forgiveness of our sins. So we live a life of developing the power to bear trouble. In the 11th place, I suggest as an element in the living of the excellent life that we must learn to use all we have. Use all you've got and get on with it. You know, we all have basic emotional drives, and I plead with you not to deny the ones that you have, but to use them. For instance, you think about little children who have great curiosity. A little child, 2 years or 3 years of age, will go about searching every nook and corner, every dresser drawer, every chest drawer that you allow him to go into. He will look for this and that. He hasn't seen it before. He wants to know what's there. Curiosity is a great and wonderful thing, and it has led the men to finding out a great deal about this earth. It was curiosity that led men to be willing to make the development and the risk of danger to go to the moon and back. And so recognize the power and the value of the curiosity in your life. You may have a tendency toward pugnacity, or being combative. And of course, this is great. Some people say it's bad to have any sense of fighting. But the Bible teaches in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12 that we're to fight the good fight of the faith, to lay hold on eternal life. In 2 Timothy 2:3, endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You see, to be a Christian is to be in the army of Christ, is to be one of his soldiers. And you must lay hold on the value of it. The great life is a life of fighting, fighting for truth and against error. Not hatred of men, but hatred of false doctrine. And so the living of the excellent life involves using all you've got and getting on with it. But our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back with us next time. And until then, may God bless and keep you is my prayer.